Kissin' 91 with Hey, Mr. Dream Merchant and Salubers on Kissin' 91 at 4:45 with Shotgun Sam Lee.
And now the inside track, a racing event report brought to you each week at this time by Honda of Vancouver, Main Street in Vancouver. The weekly PIR Motocross Summer Series continues Thursday night. Winner of the series takes home a new Honda CR125 Elsinore from Honda of Vancouver. Gates open at 5, races start at 7. July 4th and 5th, there's a mini-national at Straddle Line Flat Track, 16 miles west of Olympia. Also on the 4th, AMA Professional TT Racers will be going after another big purse at Sidewinders in Clackamas. Every Friday night, there's short track racing at the Medford Posse Grounds, motocross at Puyallup Raceway Park, and motocross at Woodburn Drag Strip. There's also motocross every Saturday night at the Tide Creek in Deer Island, Oregon, and every Wednesday night at Seattle International Raceway. We'll be back with Sunday's racing events in a moment.
This week, Honda Vancouver.
This Sunday, there's Mount Baber TT Scrambles at noon in Toledo. The Firecracker Enduro at Westsiders Motorcycle Club. Motocross at the track in Washougal. TT Scrambles on Drifter Motocross at BZ Corners in White Salmon. And a half-mile TT for Class C tires in the Cota Park Sportsman Series in Bend. Saturday and Sunday, the SWAT Trials. Should be a big point event. To get there, take Highway 14 East, 42 miles to Bridge of the Gods. Then turn left on Ash Lake Road and follow the signs to the trial site. It'll be beginner Saturday, novice and amateur and expert on Sunday. And finally, don't forget there's road racing at Portland International Raceway on Sunday. Practice runs at 9 a.m. and racing at 12:30. For more information on these and other racing events, stop in at Honda of Vancouver, Main Street in Vancouver.
It's 4:46 and out in traffic. Frank Mann on the move, Lindsay.
And we continue to have our accidents in the Rose City as we have one blocking at 39th and Southeast Market, another one blocking Northwest Portland, 26th and Northwest Upshur, and if you're eastbound on the Banfield, you got one at 33rd. Repeating those intersections, 39th and Southeast Market, 26th and Northwest Upshur, eastbound on the Banfield at 33rd, all non-injury accidents, all blocking. Mobile 91 clear.
Kissing 91. I don't like to hear that kind of action. What's the matter with you guys driving? Your sun's out. I know you didn't have your mind on what you're doing, and a four-day weekend for a lot of you. But listen, take it easy, man. Listen to what the man said. All right, Paul McCartney and Wings at Kissing 91.
Anytime, any day, you can hear the people say that love is blind. Well, I don't.
And Wings, what are you doing tonight? I think I'm going to go out and find myself a little someplace to snuggle up close to. 4:50 in the afternoon on your way home with Sam Lee.
Oh, look for the best, yeah, live life refreshed. Look for the real thing.
Like Coca-Cola.
It's the real thing.
Okay.
It's the real thing.
$8,000 will be on the line when the NASCAR, Western Grand National Late Model Stock Cars, make their first appearance this year at Portland Speedway Friday night, July the 4th. Trials 5, racing at 6 p.m. Twice a year, the West's best drivers come north, and this is your chance to see the action. See defending champion Ray Elder and Jimmy Intolo battle the Northwest Finest in the Coca-Cola 100-lap feature. Gigantic free fireworks, too. Friday night, July the 4th, the NASCAR late model stock cars vying for $8,000 at Portland Speedway. Be there.
Look for the best, yeah, live life refreshed. Look for the real thing.
Like Coca-Cola.
It's the real thing.
having a problem now on North Mississippi and Skidmore. We have a two-car accident there blocking. Mississippi and Skidmore, it's blocking. Mobile 91 clear.
Did you know there's an active medicine you can actually see working? Stridex medicated pads. Stridex pads are soaked in medicine and have a coarse texture that helps unblock and clean out pores. That's when you can see them working, when you see the oil and dirt on the pad that used to be in your pores. And then the Stridex medicine can get in and kill germs. Want to see results? Get Stridex.
With the Beach Boys on the beach type day. Outside, man, the sun's out, 65 degrees, fine. Look at it outside. Didn't I think the Beach Boys anyway? 4:55.
It's the third coming. The third coming.
Ever in the whole wide world. Dr. Pepper.
Kissin' 91, how you doing? On a nice afternoon, man, this is going to start out a four-day holiday for you just right. Here's Janice, see you in here.
I met a chick at 17. Their love was meant for beauty queens. In high school, girls with clear skin smiles. We married him and then retired. The Valentines I never knew. The Friday night charades of you were spent on one more beautiful. At 17, I learned the truth.
Great Oregon Territory.
News of the hour, on the hour, from Kissin' Total Information News. It's 5 o'clock and 66 degrees in the Kissin' Metroplex. The top story this hour, four major oil companies have raised the wholesale price of gasoline in the Portland area, which has prompted the Oregon Gasoline Dealers Association to demand an investigation. Dealers Association Executive Vice President Wayne Bowlby says there's more gasoline available now than at any time in history, and dealers do not accept oil industry explanation for the price increases. Meantime, Senator Birch Bayh says it may be just too much of a coincidence that major oil companies decided to raise gasoline prices at the same time, just at the start of the summer motoring season.
Same company, own the entire petroleum operation from the time you punch a hole in the ground and discover oil to the time you deliver it in the hole in your gasoline tank. This vertical integration denies free enterprise. It denies competition. And as a result of that, we have the situation where in the last 72 hours, we've had 13 of the largest companies all at the same time have just about the same kind of price increase. And the whole structure of the petroleum industry defies any free enterprise. There's no competition there, and I think we need to look into that. I think the public is sick and tired of the major multinational oil companies having such a detrimental impact on their way of life.
Beaverton has its first lady cop, and we'll have that story coming up.
Okay, JB, here they are, the contestants for the new Nesbitt's Orange radio jingle.
This better be good.
Okay, first contestant.
I just can't stop singing about my Nesbitt's Orange soda pop. Wonderfully orangey, orangey good. I just can't stop.
Dumb.
Right, dumb. Next.
Room dang, orangey dang, wonderfully orangey soda pop. Dang pop.
Nesbitt's Orange.
Dip, dip.
Soda pop.
Dumb.
No, next please.
Nesbitt's Orange Soda Pop.
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Oh gosh, next.
Well, she made me happy like I knew she would. She was wonderfully orangey, orangey good. And I thanked her every which way I could. My Nesbitt's Orange Soda Pop.
Giddy up, old pop.
Throw him out of here. And a bottle he rode in on.
But JB, there's one act left.
Huh?
A cigar box full of fleas.
Fleas. Now that's talent.
Beaverton has its first full-fledged lady police officer. Ms. Christine Eisland began training for a patrol position last October when she was hired as a dispatcher. She took over her new duties July 1st. She said that after the logistics of scaling down a man's uniform to a size 12, she believes her most difficult task will be gaining the trust of her fellow officers. Her husband, a construction worker, said he supported her promotion as long as it's what she wants to do. Air Club International is being investigated by consumer protection agencies of Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia. Club members met in Portland to discuss the situation. About 50 potential Air Club passengers said they had paid deposits on flights they cannot make. A spokesman for the Oregon Consumer Protection Division reports the club has taken some preliminary steps toward filing for bankruptcy. A Washington newspaper quotes a former Pentagon general as saying the late Attorney General Robert Kennedy ordered the CIA to work out plans for getting rid of Cuba's Fidel Castro. The Washington Star quotes Major General Edward Lansdale, then an aide to Defense Secretary McNamara, as saying he relayed the orders from Kennedy to the CIA. However, Lansdale later issued a statement charging that his initial statements had been distorted. Lansdale's statement said that he never received orders from either President Kennedy or Robert Kennedy to take any direct action against Castro. New York City garbagemen went back to work today after staging a three-day wildcat strike in protest of the layoff of more than 2,900 sanitation workers. The break in the strike came after city and state governments reached an agreement which would give the city an additional $330 million in taxing power. The workers fired earlier this week are to be rehired, at least temporarily. Kissin' pays cash weekly for the best news tip and $1,000 for the year's best.
This is Ivan Squires, your Social Security representative. Are you thinking about applying for your first job? If you don't have a Social Security number, contact your Social Security office at least 6 weeks ahead of time so that you'll have your number on time. Remember, SSA and Kissin' care when it counts.
The weather in the Kissin' Metroplex. It'll be mostly cloudy, becoming partly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow afternoon with a slight chance of a shower or thunder shower tonight. The high is tomorrow in the mid-70s. The lows tonight in the mid-50s. The current temperature is 66 degrees. This is Andy Broman. Now here's Sam Lee playing more of the music you like.
Matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, I moved here from Kentucky, and when Olivia sings about it, I had some good Kentucky bourbon and whiskey. You're absolutely right, lady.
In the corner of the bar, there stands a jukebox with the best of country music, old and new. You can hear your five selections for a quarter. Help me.
91. Olivia Fick Newton-John, please, Mr. Please, at 6:14 on a far-out fantastic Thursday evening.
Tickets now at Meyer and Frank, Stephen and Son, and Lincoln Savings and Loan.
Kiss the 91 Metroplex weather's going to be partly cloudy, but mostly sunny through the rest of the week. 10% chance of rain tonight. Tonight's a low down to 50. Currently 66 degrees. It's dynamite. 6:18. Cortland with Sam Lee.
At races like the Daytona 500, stock car driver Cale Yarborough proved that Valvoline Racing Oil can take the punishment in his kind of driving. And when a 4,000-pound stocker comes into a turn at 180 miles an hour, you know the motor oil has to take it. In the rugged mountains of New Mexico, Ron Lyman proves that Valvoline All Climate stands up to his kind of driving. Out hunting, Ron drives his Jeep through canyons no road has ever reached. He depends on Valvoline, because if he has a breakdown, it's a long walk home. Prove to yourself that Valvoline Motor Oil can take it in your kind of driving, too. For every kind of car, every kind of driving. Valvoline, a product of Ashland Oil, a growing worldwide company.
$8,000 will be on the line when the NASCAR, Western Grand National Late Model Stock Cars, make their first appearance this year at Portland Speedway, Friday night, July the 4th. Trials 5, racing at 6 p.m. Twice a year, the West's best drivers come north, and this is your chance to see the action. See defending champion Ray Elder and Jimmy Intolo battle the Northwest finest in the Coca-Cola 100-lap feature. Gigantic free fireworks, too. Friday night, July the 4th, the NASCAR late model stock car is buying for $8,000 at Portland Speedway. Be there.
K-I-S-N with G-R-A-N-D-F-U-N-K. Come on.
And a couple of officers are on their way now to check for injuries. 38th and Southeast Morrison, an accident blocking. Mobile 91 clear.
In sports news, Northwest Baseball League action tonight sees Eugene playing Portland again at Portland. Last night, Portland smashed Eugene 11-1. Muhammad Ali said today he'll make a final announcement regarding retirement before the closed-circuit TV cameras just before he enters the ring against Bugner Monday night.
Song that you want me to play, man, you can call me on my request line at 224-KISN or 696-1082. This here's the Eagles from the album One of These Nights, the title cut called One of These Nights.
One of these nights.
what's going to be at 4:28 with Sam Lynn out in traffic. Here's Frank. Get it on, man on the move, Lindsay.
And we've got an accident blocking. This one is in a really bad spot. It's out there at the intersection of Southeast McLaughlin and Holgate, and that's where they do the big turn across, the street and all of that. So if you're driving in that area, be extra careful. Also, right now, we've really got some miserable driving conditions out here. We've got a heavy volume of traffic. It's raining. The streets are slick. I know you don't cause the accident. It's the other dude that does, but watch out for him. Let's all get home safely tonight. Mobile 91 clear.
Lynn Kirby Ford announces the 75 Pinto MPG and Mustang MPG, now delivering 34 miles per gallon with a 2.3-liter engine and 4-speed, plus a whopping 30 miles per gallon with a 2.3-liter engine and automatic transmission. As announced on national TV, Ford Pinto now not only delivers low price and tremendous resale value, Ford Pinto and Ford Mustang are now leaders in fuel economy. And right now, Lynn Kirby Ford at Northeast Broadway at 1st and 5430 North Lombard in St. John's have both Pinto MPG and Mustang MPG on display.
Here's a thoughtful suggestion from your Northwest Ford dealer. If you're considering an import, remember, Ford makes cars, trucks, and jobs in the USA.
Driving, you understand? It's 4:33 with Sam Lee.
Pines and lines of more pines, trails up to a mountain, streams and dreams of new streams for this Pacific Northwest sun. And when I take my measure of a beer that brings me pleasure, I'll be tipping back a Heidelberg, slow brewed Western beer. Tipping back a Heidelberg, slow-brewed Western beer. Well, I'm so glad I'm living in this little bit of heaven. And tipping back a Heidelberg, slow-brewed Western beer.
Heidelberg, slow-brewed because it takes time to be better.
Tipping back a Heidelberg, slow-brewed Western beer. Tipping back.
Heidelberg Brewery, Tacoma, Washington. Hello again, it's me, Papa J. Michael Stewart. I'd like to invite you once again out to Slabtown. I'm out there every Thursday night for Papa J. Michael Stewart Night with rock and roll and disco mania music going full blast at 9 o'clock on Thursday nights. That's every Thursday night. Plus, the best dance contest I've ever had a chance to host in my entire lifetime, and some great dancers. 1033 Northwest 16th, with rock and roll music, disco music, whatever you want to hear, we got it. That's Slabtown, Papa J, and the disco hits. 1033 Northwest 16th. Kissin' 91 Metroplex weather, cool, cloudy, more of this dippy-doo-drop wetness stuff all day today and tonight. Tonight's low 50, currently at 60 degrees, with Lizzie and the Rain Man.
You came riding in on the sun.
Kissin' 91, Tanya Tucker, Lizzie and the Rain Man. It's it isn't either. It's 4:38 with Andy Broman in news headlines.
At least one FBI agent reportedly lies wounded on the Pine Ridge Sioux Reservation in South Dakota, pinned down by gunfire between officials and the occupants of a house agents were approaching when the trouble started. A compromise bill extending the life of an unemployment compensation law cleared Congress today and is expected to be signed by President Ford. It would allow jobless workers to collect up to 65 weeks of compensation. The stock market gained again today, perhaps because the government reports a trade surplus and a rise in leading economic indicators, underscoring claims that the recession has ended. Traffic is making news. We get details from Kissin's Frank Lindsay.
And we have a problem at 17th and Southeast Washington. We have an accident there. No injuries, but that's blocking badly. And we just checked out I-5 both northbound and southbound. I-5, as you go southbound from Vancouver and out in that general area, if you're going on through Portland, get in that extreme left-hand lane because they're stacking up badly at the Coliseum exit at the Banfield eastbound exit and also at the Morrison Bridge exit. So get in that left-hand lane. If you're going on I-5 northbound, you've got a couple of stalled cars right in there parallel to the downtown area. They're mostly over on the right, but be on the lookout for them. We glanced up at the Banfield eastbound, and that's very slow moving. So the thing to do, it's bad weather, bad driving out here. Just take that little extra time. Let's all get home safely. Mobile 91 clear.
Kissing 91 with Deep Purple and Sam Lee. It's 4:43.
Mainbrian Pace, his front insurance investigation, his business stealing cars. If yours is on his list, you can kiss it goodbye. It'll be gone in 60 seconds. This year's movie to see explodes when 93 cars are destroyed in the most incredible pursuit ever filmed. You'll be taken for the ride of your life through seven cities, 27 miles of total destruction. See $35,000 worth of Cadillacs wiped out in just 6 seconds. You have to see it to believe it. Gone in 60 seconds, rated PG for Grand Theft Entertainment. Gone in 60 seconds.
Now playing exclusively at the Town Center Cinema off Sunset Highway at the Rock Creek 185th Street exit.
They call him DeGrump. His name is Bill Jenkins, and during the past 5 years, he's become the most celebrated man in all of drag racing. Never, I repeat, never has Bill Grumpy Jenkins brought a Chevrolet Pro Stalker to the West Coast for a summer appearance. That's why we've never seen Grumpy's toy. Never, that is, until this Saturday night when the man himself, DeGrump, comes to Portland International Raceway for the Blitz Reinhardt Race of Champions. Jenkins against his arch-Western rival, California Cigar Chummy Danny DeClanty, plus Washington's Pro Stock Hot Shot Gene McKinney, Gary Biggers, Portland-based Fido. There'll be 3,000 top-quality Grumpy Jenkins t-shirts given away free with Fit Pass. Plus, Saturday night, BIR, you'll see the only lady licensed dragster driver in the whole world. Fresh from two straight national victories over Big Daddy Don Garlic, Shirley Cha-Cha Mulowney, plus TV Tommy Ivo, plus the wheel standard side-by-side, Wild Bill Shrewsbury and Richard Schroeder, plus Super Sox modified three rods to work, plus Lee Iron Man Iron sliding on his feet behind his motorcycle at over 100 miles an hour. Plus the Kavanaugh off Wicked Ward attempting to set a world motorcycle jumping record at 23 cars. Saturday gates open to one, racing at 7. The Blitz Reinhardt Race of Champions, BIR.
Don't miss the Blitz Drag Race of Champions this Saturday. And there's going to be free t-shirts, man, to the first 3,000 in the gate. That's this Saturday at BIR. Here's War. Why can't we be friends, Bob? Huh? Fuck off. God, I love you. Please be my friend. Okay, let's get married then. I don't care. War with Sam Lee on your way home, and you got to see the old lady. And when you walk in the door, your feet are going to be muddy, so make sure you wipe them off. So it'll save a hassle later on.
This is a testimonial about STP oil treatment from a very satisfied station wagon. Now, frankly, the quality of life out here in the suburbs isn't all that it's cracked up to be. You know, shuttling back and forth from the station, those short errands to the wine merchant, and those abominable trips to the city, they do take their toll. I don't know what I'd do without my STP oil treatment. It's so soothing, the way it helps to lubricate my engine, better than the oil without STP. Why, just last week in the parking lot, I was talking to a rather haggard sedan. I suggested very discreetly that he should put a can of STP in his crankcase at his very next oil change. Now here, only yesterday at an intersection, he stopped to thank me. Apparently his bearing wear had been reduced by STP oil treatment. I must say, it's so gratifying to be of service to my fellow car.
Your car deserves to be treated right with STP oil treatment. It helps your oil do a better job.
While the other guys talk brands, Max.
91 KISN getting down with the most requested song this hour with the captain and today will call Love. Gonna keep us together. Just a 91 with the captain and Tennille and Portland's favorite song this week. It's called Love's Gonna Keep Us Together. And there's probably no more truer song title ever made possible. In that rank, here's Frank Lindsay out in traffic.
And boy, it's really happening this afternoon. Now, we have no injury accidents going, but we got an awful lot of fender benders. and it's really terrorizing the city. Down at Southwest Whitaker and Kelly, that's down near near Corbett, we have a semi stall there, and that's causing a problem. At 25th and East Burnside, an accident blocking. Interstate and Holman, an accident blocking. Also 92nd and Holgate, an accident blocking. If you're on I-5 northbound headed for Vancouver for no reason except just an incredible number of cars, things are very slow moving. There's no reports of accidents or anything. We just checked out Interstate Avenue, and if you're headed for Vancouver and can get off of the I-5, take Interstate. You'll get there a lot quicker. Mobile 91 clear.
If you're out and around this summer, stop into the Olympia Brewery in Olympia, Washington, and get yourself a first-hand look at how we brew all that crisp, clean Olympia beer. We'll take you and your family on our tour anytime between 8 and 4:30 any day of the week.
So come along and have yourself an Ole.
The free and easy look from Mario's.
The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out.
A night on the town with Don Wright, including a trip to Seattle for the Rolling Stones concert. Pick up a KISN love bug entry blank at any Fred Meyer and send it to KISN. If we read your name on the air, you'll win two great love albums. And if you're the grand prize winner, a night out with Uncle Don Wright and then to Seattle for the Rolling Stones concert. So pick up a KISN love bug entry blank at any Fred Meyer. Mail it in. Maybe the love bug will bite you.
That's what love is all about.
Never left her where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone.
KISN Vancouver, serving the great Oregon Territory.
News of the hour on the hour from Kissin' Total Information News. It's 5 o'clock and 58 degrees in the Kissin' Metroplex. The top story this hour, an official spokesman says two FBI agents were shot and killed on the Pine Ridge Sioux Indian Reservation today. Wayne Adkinson, administrative manager for the Bureau of Indian Affairs at Pine Ridge, said only that the men were shot to death. Early and fragmentary reports from a BIA agent said the FBI agents were felled by gunfire from a house and nearby bunkers, which kept other officers from going to the agent's aid. The outbreak of shooting was the worst on any South Dakota reservation since the 71-day occupation and siege of Wounded Knee back in 1973. Another one of those strange hunts is underway for two Symbionese Liberation Army associates of fugitive Patty Hearst, and we'll have that story coming up.
Have you ever held the one beer in the land?
Olympia. Beer doesn't get any better.
Olympia Brewing Company, Olympia, Washington.
Last night, a police officer in the southern Illinois town of Centralia stopped two hitchhikers who identified themselves as Mike Anderson and Mary Hensley, names which have been used as aliases by SLA members William and Emily Harris. The two hitchhikers, who said they were traveling east from Oklahoma, also gave birth dates which matched those of the Harrises. The Centralia police had no reason to hold the two, so they were released. Later, their names were run through the National Crime Information Center computer. When the names matched the aliases, police and FBI agents began a search. The chief of the FBI has come out against new curbs on government surveillance, and we get details in this report.
FBI Director Clarence Kelly strongly opposes a pair of proposed bills which would place tight new legal restrictions on government wiretapping and other forms of surveillance. In testimony at a House hearing, Kelly said provisions of the bills would seriously impair vital FBI operations.
They would, in fact, have a crippling impact upon the FBI's ability to fulfill its important national security and extensive criminal justice responsibilities.
Former Secretary of State Dean Rusk, who preceded Kelly at the witness table, said he now believes the government should be required to get a warrant to wiretap in national security cases. But Rusk said it should not have to justify the warrant to the extent required in criminal cases. Gene Gibbons, Capitol Hill.
An economist for New York's manufacturers Hanover Trust Company says inflation and unemployment have depleted the money supplies of consumers so much that recovery from the recession will be a slow process.
Most economists agree that consumers just don't have money enough to spend on such items as new homes and automobiles, and this, in turn, will prolong the slump in the housing and auto industries. Congress today passed and sent to the president a compromise bill to extend a law which offers up to 65 weeks of unemployment compensation to jobless workers. He's expected to sign it. In a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court ruled today that a person not likely to harm himself or others may not constitutionally be committed to a mental institution for custodial care. In the court's opinion, this type of confinement by itself deprives an individual of his right to liberty. Kissin pays cash weekly for the best news tip, $1,000 for the year's best.
This is Ivan Squires, your Social Security representative. Have you lost your Social Security card? You may get a duplicate card by applying at your local Social Security office. You can get a new card much faster if you have a record of your number to show when you apply for a duplicate. Remember, SSA and Kissin care when it counts.
In traffic this afternoon, we have a serious injury accident at 19th and Northeast Weidler. We have an ambulance running code 3, red light and siren. Serious injury accident, 19th and Northeast Weidler. Mobile 91 clear.
Weather in the Kissin Metroplex, occasional rain through tonight, and it will be showery tomorrow. The overnight low is near 50. The current temperature is 58 degrees. This is Andy Broman, and now here's Sam Lee playing Play It Again, Sam. More of the music you like.
After my own heart, here's Honky Cat.
Brothers and sisters, is an old-fashioned celebration, you understand? Now, it's going to be Friday, June 27th, but tomorrow, through Saturday, July 5th, it's going to be held at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Hillsboro, and brought to you through the cooperation of the Hillsboro JCs and Kissin' Radio. Now, there's going to be parades, dances, feasts, all kinds of shows and things to do, and to climax it all off, Kissin' will produce the 13th annual 4th of July fireworks display. So, get on out to Hillsboro for the 9 happy days of fun at the Hillsboro Happy Days. Blake's Funorama's open at the fairgrounds daily till midnight, beginning tomorrow at 4 p.m., and the Funorama is the gigantic carnival and midway show, complete with more rides and games than you could ever imagine. Just another happy happening at the Hillsboro Happy Days. Go on out and have a good time, man.
You can drink anything that you want, but I'll take the mean malt liquor. So fly right up to the very top. When old English ain't under for the liquor, it's the meanest drink in town. The smoothest, the baddest, the boldest drink around. Old English ain't under for liquor, anything that you want.
Why don't you get with Old English 800? It's the one malt liquor that's specially charcoal filtered to pour smooth and taste good. Give Old English a try. Find out why it's the smoothest pouring, best tasting malt liquor around.
It's Weinhardt Company, Portland, Oregon.
Oh, all right. Time for a beer? Oh, you're not home yet. Well, drive safely, get home, and then open you up a tall, cool one. Okay, brother?
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack.
Rhinestone Cowboy and Glenn Campbell, and riding the mountain traffic, here's Frank Lindsay.
And it's a good place not to be right at the moment. We still have our continued rash of accidents. We've got that injury accident blocking at 19th and Northeast Weidler. We also have another accident blocking at 7th and Southeast Stark. Another accident just reported in front of 5270 Northeast Union Avenue. Mobile 91 clear.
All of Portland is enjoying itself at Sam's Hideaway. It's terrific, it's fun, and it's fantastic. Exciting new menus for lunch and dinner. Facilities for private parties. Sam has it all. And another thing Sam has is people. People who like to dance, people who enjoy an entertaining evening out, people who like good company and a pleasant atmosphere. It's good people that make the good times at Sam's. All the elements are blended to perfection for your next night out. Make it fun. Make it Sam's. Do something fabulous for yourself and do it at Sam's Hideaway, 800 East Burnside, below the International Dunes Motel. Parking easy, dry comfort just steps away from, you guessed it, a great time. You know who goes there? Sam, that tricky devil. He knows a good thing, and so will you. Sam, how do you do it?
Kiss the 91 Metroplex weather, cloudy, rainy, and cool. Tonight's low 50. Oh, man, more rain tomorrow. Currently, it's 58 degrees.
But sounds like Humphrey Bogart. Here's Andy Broman.
Just don't ask me to do my Howard Cosell.